Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. We are holding on Daf Kuf Tes Zayin and base 10 lines from the end of the page at the two dots. Kachim Kalim Ne'achalim B'chol Machne Yisrael. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander and Arnav's wife and children. And Lila Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha La. Shalom the Neshama should have an aliyah. So today's daf, we're going to talk about the three different machanos of the different, that each have different halachos, and in different points in history, where these machanos were located and what the halachic nafkaminas were in these machanos. And then the majority of the daf, going into several daf in ahead, is also going to be about what types of kabanos were brought on a bama. So we're continuing the discussion about bamos, bama ketana, bama gdola, bama siyachud, bama simur, all of these distinctions and discussions related to what could be brought on a bama. So let's begin. Again, we're holding 10 lines from the end of the page on daf kuf tes zayin amud beis. Kachim kalim nechalim b'chol machne Yisrael. So the Mishnah had said that from the time the Mishkan was erected, kachim kalim could be eaten in kol machne Yisrael. Amrav Huna, b'kol mekomos Yisrael, aval machne lohavi. When the Mishnah says it could be eaten b'kol machne Yisrael, it means wherever they were. But there was no machne Yisrael, meaning there was no isra of eating kachim kalim outside of the machne Yisrael, that we had to identify a particular machne Yisrael. The Rashi does not explain how Rav Huna explains the how Rav Huna explains the Mishnah that says that kachim kalim is nechal b'chol machne Yisrael. So the Tzaflas Paneach and the Torah explains that outside of the machne Yisrael there was a place that they would send the mitzoraim to, and there was a place specifically for the eruv rav that were megayer. The pasuk of the Sifri on the pasuk vayiyam kimisonin v'tivar bam eish Hashem v'tochal b'ktzei hamachne. Sifri writes b'ktzei hamachne yesh omrim elu hagerim hanusunim b'ktzei hamachne. That ktzei hamachne is actually a reference to a place where they would send the gerim meaning the eruv rav in that situation. So Rav Huna holds as far as shiluach tameim they had to have michutz l'machne Yisrael, but as far as achilas kachim kalim they were allowed to eat it everywhere that the Jewish people were, even in the places where the mitzorayim were and where the gerim were. So that's the great chiddush, that there was no limit on kachim kalim when they mishuhukam mishkan in the midbar. That normally, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, kachim kalim is b'chali ir, but it's only in the old city Yerushalayim. Beyond that, you're not allowed to eat kachim kalim in Tel Aviv, or for that matter, Rechavia, right? You're not allowed to eat kachim kalim outside of the old city of Yerushalayim. So the chiddush of Rav Huna is that b'chol mekomos Yisrael, but there was no machne. You could eat kachim kalim anywhere. And that's the point, that even though there were other areas outside of the main machne where they would send the mitzora, where they would send the Erev Rav, but there was no limit in terms of kachim kalim. So Eisvei Rav Nachman Rav Huna, Rav Nachman challenges Rav Huna, machnos b'midbar lo havai? Why, you don't think there was an isra of eating kachim outside of the machne Yisrael in the midbar? V'hatanya, but don't we have a brisa that tells us kishem shemachne b'midbar kach machne b'Yerushalayim? Just like there was a machne, there were dinim of machne in the midbar, so too in Yerushalayim, and namely Yerushalayim laharabayis machne Yisrael. You want to know what the shalosh machnos were in Yerushalayim? So from the walls of Yerushalayim all the way up until the harabayis, that has a din of machne Yisrael. Me harabayis l'sharni kanor machne Leviyah. From the beginning of harabayis to the sharni kanor, which is the eastern gate of the Azara, that's machne Leviyah. Mikan ve'elach machne Shechina. And from the Azara and in, that's all called the machne Shechina. Ve'hein hein klaim shebamidbar. And the din of the sharni kanor v'lifnim has the same din as inside the klaim in the midbar. But you see that in the midbar they also have three machnos, and that you were not allowed to eat kachim kalim outside of the machne Yisrael, just like you're not allowed to eat kachim outside of Yerushalayim. So how can you say that there's no din of three machnos in the midbar? So says Gemara El Eima, so Rav Huna must mean is that b'kol makom machne Yisrael, that if there were makr of kachim kalim and you had kachim kalim meat, and then let's say they took apart the Mishkan because it was time to travel and they had to go somewhere else, in the next place where they put up the Mishkan, you can go and eat that meat again. Even though the location where you are now would have been Chutz L'Machna from the perspective of where you were when you shechted this Karban. So you shechted the Karban on a Monday morning, and then at noon they announce, oh, we're going, we're traveling. Mishkan gets taken apart, and they go to a whole new location. Well, wait a second, where is my Machna now? Where is the Machna Yisrael? So you're allowed to eat it in the whole new Machna Yisrael. So it says, Pshita, isn't that obvious? What's the Chiddush? This is now the Machna Yisrael. The Ayelas HaShachar says, what do you mean, Pshita? It's a great Chiddush. They're in a totally new location. When the carbon was shechted, you're only allowed to eat it here. Now you're somewhere else, and you're nowhere near there. So it's difficult why the Gemara would say Pshita. But anyway, Ma'od Detema Ifslu Biyotze, the Havamina, very naturally is that by taking apart the Mishkan and moving the entire Machna, the Basar has a din of Yotze, that it was Yotze Chutzim Chitzaso, Chutzim Mekomo, and becomes Pasul. So Kamash Milan, that's why it has to tell me that the Basar does not become Pasul. So Frakti Gemara, but Ve'ema Hachinami, maybe the Havamina is a good Havamina, which only underlines the point that the Gemara never should have asked Pshita, meaning as soon as we explain the Havamina, the Gemara says, Taka, that seems like it's right. So it says Gemara Amar Kra, no, but there's a pasuk that says Vinasa Ol Moed, that Afal Pishanasa Ol Moed Hu, that even though it travels, it's still the Ol Moed. So it's as if the entire location is moving along with them. Tanya Reb Shimon ben Yochai Omer. Reb Shimon ben Yochai is mechadesh that aside from the three machnos that we mentioned, Oda Cheres Haisa, there's another area with its own kedusha, and that is Chel the Ezras Nashim. Veloayu Onshin Aleha, and they would, someone who would go there while in a state of tumah would not get an onesh for doing so. The Meseches Kelim, it says that in Harabayis, Timei Mesim and Nachrim went into Harabayis, but they would not go into the Chel and the Ezras Nashim. So someone who went there betumah would not get an onesh, even though they didn't go betumah. Ubeshila lo hayu ala shnei machnos bilvad. But here's the chiddush that the Gemara is going to focus on. In Shiloh, there were no three machnos, there were only two machnos. So says Gemara, wait, there's machna shechina, machna levia, machna Yisrael. Which one didn't exist in Shiloh? And how do we deal with the halachos that relate to that machna, right? Each machna has its own halachos, right? This is the din that we're all timei mesim. So how could it be that anyone even has a havamina that they go up on Harabayis bisman hazeh? Because there's no din that a Tamei Meis is not allowed in Harabayis. He's allowed in the Machna Levia. He's just not allowed in the Machna Shechina. A Zav is not even allowed in the Machna Levia. So if someone has Tuma Ziva, he's not allowed in Harabayis. Each Machna has its own dinim. So we're going to say that in Shiloh, they only had Shnei Machnos. Heminai lo hava. Which one of the three Machnos didn't exist in Shiloh? They didn't have a halachic status. So Amarabba Mistabra de Machna Levia. It's most mistaver that they had a Machna Levia and a Machna Yisrael must have been what was missing. Obviously, there was a Machna Shechina, there was Lefnim Min HaKlayim, so there must have been a Machna Shechina. So, which of the other two didn't exist? It must be they had a Machna Levia, because the Isal Kadaitach Machna Levia lo havia. Because if you're going to have a Hava Mina for even a moment that they didn't have a Machna Levia, Nimtzu Zavin Utime Mesim Mishtalchim Chutz Machna Ach. So then when a person's a Zav, they're only sent outside of meaning a person who's a Zav and a Tamei Meis are sent out of the same Machna, meaning they're only sent out of the Machna Shechina, and because there's nowhere else to be sent out of. And the pasuk says lo yitamus machaneim b'lashon rabim, that there are two machanos that they need to be sent out of. So says Gemara tain machna laze umachna laze. What does it mean two machanos? That timei mesim are sent out of one machna, namely the machna shechina, and machna laze azavim and balikari are sent out of an additional machna, meaning even the machna levia. So it must be that they had a machna levia in order to be mekayim the pasuk that a tamei meis is sent out of one level machna, and then a zav is sent out of the next level machna. Meaning, if they only had a machna shechina and a machna yisrael, there's no din that you send a zav out of machna yisrael. That's only for a mitzora. You send someone who has tzaras out of machna yisrael. You can't send a zav out of the entire machna yisrael. So the in order to fulfill the din that a zav has is more limited than a tamei meis, where a tamei meis can go, a zav can't go. It has to be that they had a machne leviyah, so that the tamei meis would be sent out of the machne shechina, and the zav would be sent out of the machne leviyah. So says Mar Amle Rava Elamai. So what are you suggesting, that they had a machne leviyah? So what didn't they have? Machne Yisrael lo avay? Is that what you're trying to suggest? There was no machne Yisrael. Well then, nimtzu zavenu mitzorayin mishtalchen l'makom echad. Well then, it turns out that a zav and a mitzora were both sent to the same place. Meaning, previously we were saying you can't have a zav and a tamei meis sent to the same place. So wherever a tamei meis is sent out of, a zav needs to go one step further out of. Great, but if there are only two machnos, wherever you're sending the zav, when you're sending him out of two machnos, that's where you send the mitzora. Mitzora normally goes chutz mishalosh machnos, but he goes all the way outside. So they're going to be sent to the same place. Torah Amra, and the Torah says about a mitzora, Badad Yeshev, Shalo Yeshev Tamei Acherimo, that he has to be sent out further than anybody else. He's got to be all alone. No one else gets sent out with him. Tosus points out that the Gemara over here is explaining the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, right? We're working within. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was one that was Mechadesh. It was Tanya Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer at the bottom of Kufta Zayinim Beis, that he's the one that was Mechadesh, that they only had Shnei Machnos. So we're explaining Shitas Rabbi Shimon. So Tosus just points out, it's interesting, because the Gemara in Pesachim Samach Zayin says that Rabbi Yehuda learns from the pasuk of Badad Yeshev that Mitzoraim and Zavim don't go to the same place. And the Gemara is saying, but it says Badad Yeshev, Mitzoraim and Zavim don't go to the same place. Rabbi Shimon agrees that they don't go to the same place, but it's not from the pasuk of Badad Yeshev. It's from the pasuk of Vayishlichu min ha-machana kol tzarua v'kol zav, separately. Kol tzarua v'kol zav, that each one gets sent out to a separate place. But the easier drasha to understand is Badad Yeshev, that a mitzvah is all alone. So Tulsa says sometimes the Gemara will do that. That even though it's they both agree lahala. I mean, the question is the same question anyway. That how can you say that there was no machne Yisrael? Then the mitzvah and the zav are being sent to the same place. The question is the question anyway. So when the Gemara is quoting a pasuk, sometimes we'll just quote the easiest pasuk to understand. Even though, as far as the opinion that we're working within, doesn't actually touch up that pasuk that way. He has a different pasuk to learn the same din, so it's not the end of the world. Karen Orr raises the question that the Rava's kasha from Zav and Mitzrayim, you could also ask on Nov and Givon, because there was no Machne Yisrael in Nov and Givon, so the Chorah, Zav and Mitzrayim were sent to one place. So that's Karen Oris Kasha. Furthermore, even on Gilgal, there was no Machne Yisrael, you could ask it. So this is a Tzaruchi, and all the Achronim are bothered by. And furthermore, how could the Gemara say that in Shiloh, Mitzrayim and Zav were sent to the same place? There were Ayaros HaMukofos Choma, and the Rishonim say that Yeshua is Mekadesh the Ayaros HaMakafos Choma with the Kedusha of Machne Yisrael. So the Zavim were Mutarim in the Ayaros HaMakafos Choma, and the Mitzorayim were Asurim in the Ayaros HaMakafos Choma. So Rav Meshulam David Soloveitchik suggests that according to this tzad in the Gemara, that in Shiloh they didn't have Machne Yisrael, it must be the Gemara is assuming that Ayaros HaMakafos Choma also didn't have Kedusha of Machne Yisrael. But anyway, back to the Gemara. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai had this great chiddush that there were only two machnos that in Shiloh they didn't have a third machna, and we were questioning which one were they missing. They obviously had the machna shechina. Question is, did they not have a machna Yisrael? Did they not have a machna leviyah? So the Gemara is suggesting right now, they must have not had a machna Yisrael. Well, wait a second. If they didn't have a machna Yisrael, then the zav and the mitzora end up in the same place, and that's not right. But Dad Yeshev, the mitzora is supposed to be all alone. El Liolam Kulu Tuasa Havu. You have to say they had all three machanos, and they sent the Tameim out of whichever machana they were supposed to. A Tamei Meis was sent out of Machana Shechina, a Zav was sent out of Machana Levia, and a Mesorah was sent out of Machana Yisrael. So then what did Rav Shimon Bar Yochai mean when he said they only had two machanos? Leklita, that the Machana Levia in Shiloh was not kolet a Rotzeach B'Shogeg. That normally a Rotzeach B'Shogeg can go to Arei a Leviim, and he's safe. But the Machne Leviyah didn't help him, and he had to run to a different Ir Miklat in order to be saved from the wrath of the Goel Adam, or from death at the hands of the Goel Adam. Now you have to say that the Machne Yisrael was in. Where was this Machne Yisrael? They had three Machnos. So the Brisker Rav and the Chaznish point out it must have been the city of Shiloh, meaning when the Beis Hamikdash was in Yerushalayim. So I know what the Machne Yisrael was. Yisrael was the city of Yerushalayim. So when the Mishkan was in Shiloh, you know, we don't think of Shiloh as a makom, as a city of Kedusha, the same way you think of Yerushalayim as a city of Kedusha. It just happened to be the Mishkan was there for several centuries. But it must be that there was an additional Kedusha to the entire city of Shiloh, that it all had a din of a Machne Yisrael. The Keren Orah points out, well, it doesn't say in the Gemara how far the Machne Yisrael extended when the Mishkan was in Shiloh. So he says, well, the din was that in Shiloh, Kachem Kalim were Nechal B'chol HaRoeh, that in Shiloh they were allowed to eat Kachem Kalim anywhere you're able to see the Mishkan. So it's Mestaver that was the Gvul of Machne Yisrael. So it's not the city of Shiloh, it's more than that. It's Kol HaRoeh that has the, because there's no status of the city of Shiloh as far as we know. So this is the Machlokas Achronim, the Brisker Rav and the Chaznish on the one hand saying that the Machne Yisrael must have been the city of Shiloh, whereas the Keren Orah says, well, if Kachem Kalim could be eaten with Kol HaRoeh, so that must be, that must align with where the Machne Yisrael is. That Kol HaRoeh is the Machne Yisrael. Sfasemis writes that way as well. The Brisker Rav says it's not true. The fact that they ate Kachem Kalim in Shiloh, but Kol HaRoeh was not midin Machne Yisrael. That was a special din in Achilas Kachem. But the din of Achilas Kachem and the din of Machne Yisrael, it happens to align when there's a Beis HaMikdash, that Machne Yisrael and Achilas Kachem are both in within the walls of Yerushalayim, but they're two separate dinim. Achilas Kachem is one din, and then Machne Yisrael is as far as how far you send a Tamei person out. That where a Zav is where a Mitzorah is not allowed to be. Right? That's what Machne Yisrael is. Nothing to do with Kachem Kalim. So that's a Machlokas Achronim. So anyway, so the Gemara right now saying that there were three Machnos in Shiloh, and the only thing that was different was, as far as Klita is concerned, that the Machne Leviyah was not Kolet Rotzeach Bishkaga. Mechal de Bimidbar Havai Kolta Machne Leviyah. So it sounds like in the Midbar there was a Machne Leviyah that was kolate. So is that true? So says Gemara, and yeah, that is true. Vatanya, after all, we have a brisa that when the pasuk talks about someone who kills b'shogeg, v'samti l'chamakom, that it says there will be a place that you could run away to. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was promising Moshe b'chayecha, v'samti l'cha b'chayecha makom, that you're going to be zocha in your lifetime to be mafrish and ir miklat for those who kill b'shogeg. And at the end of the 40 years, Moshe Rabbeinu was mavdil shalosh ari miklat. Those are psukim in Devarim. So says Gemara, Makom, we can also say, Makom HaShayyanu Shama is Mekomcha, that it means that your place, meaning the Machne Leviyah is going to be the Miklat, HaShayyanu Shama. That's going to be where people could run away to. So Melamed, Shemagalin Bamidbar, Shemaglin Bamidbar. So we see from there that they would send someone who kills Bishogeg into Golus in the Midbar to a place where they could have refuge, that the Gol Adam won't kill them. Lehechem Golin, where would they send a Rotzeach in the Midbar, the Machne Leviyah, he would go to Moshe's Makom, to the Machne Leviyah, and so too, when they entered Eretz Yisrael, there were 48 Arei Leviyim which would also serve as Arei Miklat, because it started in the Midbar that the place of Leviyim is a Miklat, and then when they went into Eretz Yisrael, there were a whole bunch more of Arei HaLeviyim that became Arei Miklat. Now, there's another way to explain the Pasuk of Asamti L'cha Makom, that L'cha is not for Moshe Rabbeinu, but it's for all B'nai Levi. That even if one of the Leviim, Lecha is not about the place where, not only about the place where there is an Ir Miklat, but it's about a Levi that finds himself in this predicament, that if a Levi kills Bishogeg, so Mikan Amru, Ben Levi Shaharag, Golem Mipelech Lepelech, that if a Ben Levi kills, where does he go to Golus? He already lives in the Ariel Leviim, he's a Ben Levi. So he goes from the city that he lived in to a different city of Leviim. V'im Golem Lepil Pilko, and if he goes to his own city, he doesn't run to a different city, Pilko Kolto. His own city will be Kolet. It will protect him, just like in the Midbar, that the Levium were in the Machna Leviyah, and if they killed the Bishogeg, their own Machna Leviyah protected them. There were no 48 cities to run to. So you see that they were able to be protected, even in their own city, even though it's not a kium of the din of Galus, but the protective power of Galus was given to them. Meaning there's Tzvei Dinim over here. There's a din that you need to run away, and there's a din that Goel Adam is not allowed to kill you. So here you have, if he stays in the same city of Levium that he already lives in, after he kills somebody, he didn't fulfill the din of going to Galus. He's supposed to really move to a different of the Ariel Levium, but the din that Goel Adam is not allowed to touch him, that din is still binding. There's a diktuk Tosfos over here. I'm not sure I understand why, but Tosfos just points out that it's v'imgala lepilko, not lepilcho, that it's a dagesh in the chaf, and he says based on the pasuk in Nechemia, chatzi pelech ki'ila lepilko, that the pasuk in Nechemia has a dagesh there, so it must be that there's a dagesh over here in pilko. Not sure why. Okay, so Mikra, what is the pasuk that we learned that Ben Levi that goes lepilko, the pilko is kolto? So Ravacha b'rei Ravika ki v'ir miklato yeshev ir shekolatito kvar, that it says by Ari Mitlat that ir miklato yeshev, ir miklato means his own ir miklat, the place where he's already been, and that will still protect him. He doesn't have to go to a different city in order to achieve that protection. So then the Mishnah said bo le Gilgal, they came to Gilgal and bamos became mutter. So Gemara brings a brisa, what were you allowed to bring on bama and what not allowed to bring on a bama? Tan Rabbanan, kol nidar v'nidav, any carbon that is not a carbon chova, that is a voluntary carbon that a person decides to bring b'neder or b'nidava, hayukarav b'bama, they can bring on a bama katana. Whereas a bama gedola, they would makar of the carbonos chova. She'ein nidar v'nidav, but anything that is not brought b'neder or b'nidava, like a carbon chatos or a carbon asham of a yachid, which are obviously carbonos chova, ein karav b'bama, you're not allowed to bring on a bama katana. The obligatory karbanos have to be only on a bama gedola, not on your own personal bama katana. Mincha unizirus, karbanos, a carbon mincha, or a carbon that a nazir brings when he becomes tamei or when he completes his nazirus, craven babama, that can be brought on a bama katana, because that's brought in neder and nedava. Wait a second, the karbanos, the divra meir, that's from meir shita. Neder, the carbon nazirus is, the karbanos that he brings are voluntary? So, no, the nazirus is voluntary. So since becoming a nazir is something that the person chooses, so we view the karbanos that he's now obligated to do because he became a nazir, we view those as karbanos of nedarim and of karbanos of nedarim and nedavos. Rashi raises the question that according to Rameir that they didn't bring karbanos chova on a bamas yachid, and on a bamas tzibur they didn't bring karbanos chova of a yachid. So it turns out that a yachid would never bring karban pesach because karban pesach is a karban chova, but it's karban chova of a yachid. And so again, if you hold that you can't bring a karban chova on a bama katana, and you hold that you can't bring a carbon yachid on a bama gedola. So if you have a carbon chova shel yachid, then you can't bring it anywhere. That's fine for to tell me that they didn't have chatos v'ashamos or things like that. But what did they do with the carbon pesach? The pasuk says ve'achnu bnei Yisrael b'Gilgal v'yasu es ha'pesach. Pasuk in Sefer Yoshua that when they went to Gilgal they did bring carbon. So you want to tell me fine they did in the shas heter bamos they didn't bring chatos v'ashamos. Okay, I don't know what they did, but they didn't bring chatos. Like, what do we do? So we say the parshios of the chatos. Whatever, you don't bring it. But there's a pasuk that says that they brought a carbon pesach. So how's that possible? So Rashi explains, carbon pesach is not a carbon yachid, it's a carbon tzibur, which is a chiddush. But if you look at the dinim of carbon pesach, it's fascinating. Carbon pesach is like this hybrid carbon. Normally, what defines a carbon tzibur is that there's only one for all of Klal Yisrael. So in that sense, a carbon pesach is very much like a carbon yachid. But there are many dinim of carbon pesach that are carbon tzibur type dinim. So it's a carbon that every Jew has to bring simultaneously. So it has has certain dinim of carbon yachs, certain dinim of carbon tzibur. So the gabi this, and that is a din of a carbon tzibur, and therefore they did bring carbon pesach, must be on a bama gedola because it was carbon tzibur. The chamam lo carbon yachid ela olus shlam bilvad. The chamam say on a bamas yachid they only brought olus shlam. They did not bring menachos nor the carbonos nazirus. So the machlokas Rameir and the chacham is, did they bring a mincha and a nazirus on a bama ketana? Rabbi Yehuda Amar Kol Shatzibra veYachin Makrivin Baal Moed Shemidbar Makrivin Baal Moed Shemigilgal. That there's no difference between the old Moed in the Mishkan and the old Moed in Gilgal. That's called a bama sibur. And what he's saying is that by a bama sibur you could bring even chovos of a yachid. If an individual is chayev a chatos an asham, so just like in the Mishkan, they were allowed to bring it. They're also allowed to bring it on the bama gedola. So Rabbi Yehuda is telling us that, meaning what we can derive from Rabbi Yehuda's statement is that the other two Tanaim, Rameir and the Chamim, hold that you don't bring Karbanos Yachid on a Bamas Tzibur, even Karbanos Chova, that if you're Chayiv Achatos, you're Chayiv Nasham, you're out of luck, right? You don't bring it on a Bama. But Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, you do. So now the Braisa asks that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ma bin Ol Moed Shav Midbar, bin Ol Moed Shav Gilgal. What's the difference between Ol Moed Shav Midbar and Ol Moed Shav Gilgal? Meaning the Gemara is asking, what's the difference between these two? Between these two times. So Ol Moed Shav Midbar lo yabamus mataros. In the Ol Moed Shav Midbar, you weren't allowed to bring anything on a bama. Ol Moed Shav Gilgal lo yabamus mataros. But during the Ol Moed Shav Gilgal, they were allowed to bring on bamas. But as far as what they was brought on a bama sibur, then in a chinami, there's no difference. Whatever was brought in the Ol Moed Shav Midbar is brought on a bama sibur and Ol Moed Shav Gilgal. So there's no real difference as far as that. It's just where you're allowed to have individual bamas. Ubama so shabarosh gago loya makravale elo olo shlamin. And a bamas yachid that you happen to have on your own rooftop, you can only bring a carbon olo or carbon shlamin. But not a chatos and nasham. The chamam kol shatzibur makrivin bal moed shab midbar makrivin bal moed shab gilgal. That the chamam say that anything that the tzibur brought in the old moed shab midbar, the tzibur brings an old moed shab gilgal. V'kan both in the bamas yachid and the bamas tzibur lo karvu yachid ela olo shlamim bilvad. That the karbanos of yachid were limited to ola and shlamim, but not minachos and nazirus. So all of the tanaim that we've mentioned, when it comes to karbanos tzibur, there's no difference between ol moed shab gilgal and ol moed shab midbar. But Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Even as far as the tzibur is concerned, there's a difference. That af tzibur lo hikrivu ela psachim v'chovos shekavu lem zman. That even the tzibur would only bring Karbanos Pesach and Chovah Shekavu Elam Zman, like a Karban Tamid, Karban Musaf, which is a Karban Chovah, which has to be brought at particular times. Karban Tamid twice a day, every day, Karban Musaf on days that have a Musaf, but not like a Paralam Dover Shel Tzibur, not Tzirei Avodah Zarah, which are Karbanos Tzibur that are not Kavu Elam Zman, that are relate to an incident that happened or an Aveira that was done. So now the Gemara explains the basis of Rab Meir, that on Bama Ketana they only brought those karbanos that are ba b'neder u'nedava. My time is Rav Meir. Why does Rav Meir say that they're only allowed to bring things that were b'neder u'nedava and ba mekatana da amar kra? Because when Moshe Rabbeinu was explaining to the people the karbanos that they're going to bring when they pass through the Yarden, lo sasun kichol asher anachnu osim po hayom, and the pasuk continues ish kala yashar be'enav. So the Gemara explains amar le Moshe Yisrael ki elisu la'aretz, when you go into Eretz Yisrael and the Olam Moed is going to be in Gilgal, so the Hakravas Karbanos there are not going to be the same as Hakravas Karbanos here in the Midbar. Because here in the Midbar, we're makriv in the Ol Moed all the Karbanos, whether it's a Chovah Shekavu Elam Zman, or whether it's a Chovah Shein Kavu Elam Zman, whether it's a Karban Sibur, or whether it's a Karban Yachid. But over there in Gilgal, you're only going to be allowed to bring Ish Kala Yashar Be'enav. So Ish means Karban Yachid, and Kala Yashar Be'enav means Yisharos Takrivu, Chovos Lo Takrivu. Kala Yashar Be'enav is a limitation. It's saying that only that which is B'neder B'nedava you're going to be allowed to bring. But Karbanos Chova, like Chatos and Hashamos, you're not going to be allowed to bring. So the Pasuk is not Mechalik between Abamas Yachid and Abamas Sibur. So Yachid is not able to bring Karbanos Chova. Nowhere. Not on Abamas Yachid, nor on Abamas Sibur. At Sibur, sibur is makrif karbanos chova an abam sibur, but a yachid who's chayiv in a chatos or an asham is out of luck. He just can't bring carbon at all. So the Rav Meir further holds menachos and naziros yisharos ninu, that he holds that menachos and naziros are considered to be nedarim and davos. That's considered to be a voluntary carbon. It's not voluntary. Once you're a nazir, you got to bring the karbanos of naziros, but it's voluntary to become a nazir. So since you chose to become a nazir, so that they were still allowed to bring. But the Rabban disagree with Rav Meir. They say ein mincha babama. There's no carbon mincha on a bama, not on a bama ketana, nor on a bama gedola. That there's no carbon mincha. And they hold nazirus chavos ninhu, that karbanos nazirus are actually a chova, meaning ena chinami, you choose to become a nazir or not to become a nazir, but that's still, once you become a nazir, you're obligated to bring those karbanos, and therefore it has the status of karban chova. So the Gemara is saying that the nafkamina between the first chachamim and the last chachamim is when they brought nesachim in the midbar. It sounds like otherwise they hold the same way. And that the earlier Chum also say that there's no mincha in Abama, bein bebama ketana, bein bebama gedola. And that's what Tosus points out in Dibra Maskel v'Rabbanan, that as far as menachos are concerned, both Rabbanans hold that there is no menachos on Abama ketana or Abama gedola. And then Tosus points out that based on what the Gemara is going to say in a couple of days from now, that according to the Shita, that there's no mincha bebama, there's also no ofos on Abama, because zivchei shlamim is memayin mincha, is memayin Ophos as well. So Tosfos raises the question that we had in the end of the Mishnah, the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that there's no mincha on Abama, whereas the Braisa said that Rabbi Yehuda holds that whatever the tzibur is makrav bol moed b'midbar, we're makrav bol moed shebegilgal. Now mincha and Ophos were brought in ol moed shebemidbar, but not in Gilgal, because there's no mincha and Ophos on Abama. So Tosfos says it's not mistaver to say that according to the Chum, the miut of Zivchei Shlamim was said both by Abama Katana and Abama Gedola, whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, it was only about Abama Katana and not Abama Gedola. They're both being memayit from the same drasha, and therefore Tosfos leaves that as a kasha. Okay, but now the Gemara says, what about Korbanos Mincha and Nazirus? Amar Shmuel, Machlokas, the whole Machlokas between Meir and the Chamim about the Korbanos that a Nazir brings is only Bechatos V'Yasham, meaning the Korbanos that a Nazir brings is when he finishes his Nazirus B'Tarif. Everything went well, and he concludes his Nazirus, he brings an Ola, a Chatas, and a Shlamim. If he became Tamei during the Nazirus, he brings a Chatas, an Ola, and an Asham, and then he goes back to his Nazirus, and at the end of the Nazirus brings an Ola, a Chatas, and a Shlamim. So there are four types of Karbanos that are in the mix when it comes to a Nazir. There's an Ola, a Chatas, a Shlamim, and an Asham. Right? So the whole Machlokas between Rameir and the Chamim about the Karbanos of a Nazir, whether that's considered a voluntary Karban or not, that's only by Chatas and Asham. Aval Bolos, Shlam, Divrei HaKol, Yesharos, Ninu, V'Karvi. Everyone would agree that Olos and Shlamim is considered a voluntary Karban, and he does bring Olos and Shlamim. So Mosav Rabba, so Rabba challenges Shmuel that it says in the Braisa, Chaz of Ashok, Uchumas Lach Metoda, the Chaz and Ashok of a carbon Shlamim, and that you take from a carbon Shlamim and a carbon Toda, or the Chumas Lach Metoda, the four loaves of bread that they would take from, of the 40, one of each min, there are 10 of each min initially, but they would take one of each min to give it to the Kohen, Noagin Bibama Gadola. If they were Makrav Shlamim or a Toda and a Bama Gadola, You have to take the chaz of a shlok from the shlamim, and you have to take the trumas lach metoda and give it to the kohen. But vei noagin b'bama katana. If there are makriv a shlamim or a toda on a bama katana, then you don't need to be mafresh a chaz of a shlok, and you don't need to be torim the four lach metoda for the kohen. The Tosfos raises a question. Rav Meir holds that a mincha is noeg b'bama katana, even though it doesn't have tenufa. So chaz of Chaz v'shok and Trumas Lach Metoda should also be knowing b'bama katana and just don't do tenufa with them. How come he's saying that you don't do that it's not knowing b'bama katana at all just because you don't do tenufa? So Tosfos suggests that, meaning because that's the assumption, the reason why it's not knowing b'bama katana is because the halacha is that you need to do tenufa and there's no tenufa by b'bama katana. So Tosfos says, so what? We mincha is knowing b'bama katana. even though you can't do tznufa on the bama katana. So Tosfos says there's a difference between tznufa v'chaz v'shok and trumas lach mitoda versus tznufa v'mincha. He says the tznufa that they do by the chaz v'shok and trumas lach mitoda is the ikara mitzvah, and therefore if there's no tznufa, there's no reason to do it at all. But a mincha, that the ikar mitzvah is really the kmitza, the haktara, the fact that you do tznufa is beside the point when it comes to a carbon mincha. So it makes sense to bring a mincha and a bama katana, even though you're not going to do tznufa. But anyway, back to the discussion over here. So Rabbi challenges. He says, you, Shmuel, are telling me that the whole machlokas between Rameir and the Chamim are about karbonos of a nazir is only the chatos and the asham of nazir. But the olos and shlamim, everyone holds, you could bring on a bama. Well, wait a second. Chaz v'shok, trumas lach mitoda, nohagin b'bama gedola, ve'ein nohagin b'bama katana. They're not knowing on a bama katana. So Rabbi's medayik, v'ilu zroa b'sheila, but the zroa b'sheila from the shlamim of a carbon nazir, shaira, it never says that it applies only on a bama gedola, not a bama katana. So it sounds like the Braisa holds that that the shalmi nazir are not brought on a bama at all. Because if they were brought on a bama, we should have said that there's no truma zroa b'sheila on a bama katana. How come it didn't mention that? It must be because you don't bring the karbanos of a nazir on a bama at all. So wait a second. Who holds that? If the machlokas between Rameir and the Chachamim was about the Ola and the Shlamim of a Nazir, I can tell you very easily who holds that. Hamani Rabbanani. So who holds that there's no Shlamim of a Nazir on a Bama at all? That's the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan hold that Nedarim and Nedavos are not, that it's not considered Nedarim and Nedavos. It's considered to be Karbanos Chova. But Eli Amrit B'chatos V'asham Pligi. But if you're going to tell me the whole Machlokas is only about a Chatos V'asham, and they never disagreed about Shalmei Nazir, everyone agreed that Shalmei Nazir are Karav Bibama. Well, then Hamani, who's the Braisa assuming like when it leaves out Zroa B'Sheila of the Shlamim for a Nazir? Meaning, if after all everyone holds that the Shlamim of a Nazir is brought on a Bama, how come the Braisa doesn't mention the Zroa B'Sheila of the Shlamim of a Nazir? The Braisa seems to be implying that it's not brought at all on a Bama. So says Mara Eli Itmar Hachi Itmar. If you want to say Shmuel's teaching, he is Mechalik between Chatos Nashim on the one hand and Ola and Shlomim on the other hand, but not the way we said it. So Amar Shmuel, what he really said is, Machlokas pa'olo Shlomim. The Machlokas is not about Chatos V'Asham. The Machlokas, whether it counts as a Neder and Nedava, is about the Ola and Shlomim of a Nazir. That and the Braisa that Rabbi just quoted is assuming like the Chamim, that Shalmei Nazir are not brought on a Bama, because that's where we have Machlokas. Aval b'Chatos V'Asham, but when it comes to Chatos Nasham of a Nazir, everyone holds that that is a chova and is not karav on a bama. Now Tosfos raises the question: according to the opinion that Shalmei Nazir were not brought on a bama, how do you explain the pasuk by Avshalom in Shmuel Beis? He says to David, El Chanova Ashalem is Nedarei Asher Nedarti LaHashem B'Chevron. Avshalom says to David, I need to go and I need to pay up my neder that I took to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Chevron. And the Gemara in Temura Daf Yudalit says that he wanted to bring his Karban Nazirus. He wanted to bring on the Bamas Yachid in Chevron his Karbanos Nazirus. But Shalmei Nazir are not Karav Bibama, right? So if you assume that Shalmei Nazir are not Karav Bibama, what was Avshalom talking about? So Tosfos in Dibra Maskel Machlokas Ba'ola raises this question. He says, V'tema, demand yom lo karva, filu babam gedola, hechi mishani krada Avshalom. And Tosfos just leaves it unanswered. It's a kasha. Furthermore, the Panami Eros raises a question that if Ola and Shlomim of a Nazir are considered to be Nidar v'Nidav because the Nazir is Mekabel on himself, the Nazirus, so why is it that we distinguish? Why is it that the Chatos V'Asham, that's considered a Chova. The Ola and Shlomim is not, and the Ola and Shlomim, no, it's voluntary because he got himself into the Nazirus. Well, that same Nazirus that he got himself into is also, it's Mechayiv him in the Chatos and Asham. So that's that's a difficult kasha. What you have to say is that the chatas and asham are not part of the neder. That the neder is really about the basics of the nazirus, and chatas and asham are beyond the basics. But it's unclear why that would be the case. Meaning, I understand it somewhat. Meaning, I understand when the idea that the asham is not really what he's being mekabel, because the asham is only if something goes wrong. But the chatas, he brings the chatas anyway. What you have to say is, no, the chatas is like a side chiyuv. Why does the nazir bring a chatas? Because inherent in every vow of nazirus that he's not going to drink wine, and he's going to deprive himself of hanos olamazeh. So he brings a chatas because he's kind of doing an avera by limiting himself from the gifts that our Kodesh Baruch Hu is offering. But the real nazirus, the real din mazeh, don't be tamei lemeisim, don't drink wine, grow your hair, bring a shlamim, bring a, right. The real nazirus are about the other two karbanos. They're about the ola and shlamim. They're not really about the chatas. So that's not inherent in his kabbalas nazirus, and therefore that's just considered to be a chova that comes his way, but not his original kabbalah. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Mar toward the bottom of the page. Everyone have a good Shabbos, a wonderful day. For those on the Zoom, I'm going to be away all week next week, so I'll be returning the following week at some point.